Logistics 101, a 5-minute discussion surrounding the government's Logistics Hub initiative.
Welcome and thanks for joining us. I'm Aldine Campbell. One of the pillars of the Logistics Hub is a highly skilled and well-trained workforce, and the HeartTrust NTA has ramped up its program offerings to include courses that are so related to the Logistics Hub. Today we have with us the Senior Director in the Workforce Development and Employment Division at the HeartTrust NTA, Denworth Finnegan, to talk to us about the necessary training being provided for jobs that will become available in the Jamaican Logistics Hub. Welcome, Mr. Finnegan.
Thank you, and welcome to your listeners.
Now, tell us, what is it that the HeartTrust NTA is doing to prepare the Jamaican workforce for the Logistics Hub?
As it relates to training for the Jamaican Logistics Hub, Jamaica seeks to position itself as a logistics economy. Mm-hmm. And the HeartTrust NTA naturally is a partner in this initiative. And so we have done our labor market research, and it indicates a number of programs that we recommend to institutions, not only the HeartTrust NTA. The Ministry of Education is our parent ministry. Mm-hmm. And we do work with the Ministry of Education schools in delivering upskilling for teachers that they can be able to pass on these skills.
So plans are in place now to train these teachers as well to pass on the information to their students in regards to logistics.
Certainly. Students. We have identified a number of programs that we need to offer to be able to support Jamaica being the fourth node in the global logistics business. And those are a range of courses from computerized crane operators to custom brokers to shipping clerks, shipping officer, just to name a few.
I mean, any aspect that you're interested in, you know, once it is logistics related, you can always access that at the HeartTrust, because the HeartTrust now is positioning itself to facilitate persons who are interested in
definitely.
Those.
The HeartTrust NTA has positioned itself to respond to demands in any of these areas. There are some of the areas that we have already trained persons. We have a cadre of painters, electricians, welders, air conditioning, refrigeration technicians. Within another 3 months, we will start training heavy duty driving.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, you mentioned all these new courses, and I was wondering how the take up has been.
The courses I've mentioned, they are not only going to be offered by the HeartTrust NTA, but we look for private providers that we provide subsidy and grant funding to, okay, to offer these programs.
Mm-hmm. Talk to us about this partnership with the Overseas Examination Commission. I know that Cabinet had given approval for the HeartTrust NTA and the Commission to purchase the Machado complex so that it could be established as a training facility. How far along is this process?
The HeartTrust NTA, in partnership with the Overseas Examination Commission, has purchased the Machado building downtown Kingston.
It has been purchased.
Yes, and we are progressing with work to set up a flexible training facility in the heart of the logistics-centered economy to ensure that we can respond at short notice to persons who are desirous of not only being trained but in operating small businesses to impact the global logistics hub. In another year or 18 months, we should be able to have operations commence in this facility.
Will it be that specific courses will be offered at that facility when it is, you know, completed?
The training program that will be offered there will be based on labor market intelligence. And so we are designing the facility to able to respond at short notice to demand. So we are not going to be setting up fixed training labs. It will be a flexible training system.
Now, what is your final word to us?
We at the HeartTrust NTA eagerly anticipate the implementation of the various projects that will be involved in the logistics hub, like the development of the Caymanas Economic Zone, among others. What we can assure investors locally and globally, that they have a worthy partner in the HeartTrust NTA. And so we make ourselves available to work with them, because the HeartTrust NTA is an enabler towards economic development.
That's it for this edition of Logistics 101. Join us again next time when we'll continue discussions on the government's Logistics Hub initiative.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.